We are in Hilchas Birkas HaTorah in Simen Yud, in Simen Mem Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Yud Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So the Mechaber says, Im Hifzik Min Lilmod. Someone was learning and then stopped. V'nis'asek ba'asokov, and then had to take care of whatever he had to take care of. Kevin Shadat Olach, so Lilmod lo have a Hefzik. Since his kavana was to come back and learn afterwards, that is not a Hefzik. V'hu adin l'sheina, u'merchatz, u'beisakiseid lo have a Hefzik. And similarly, if one goes to sleep, if someone showers, if someone uses the washroom, these are all not hefsekim in learning, and he bases it all on the fact that kevan shadato lachser v'lilmod. So first of all, the poskim are medayik, the Magen Avraham says, that what happens if somebody stops his learning and he never learns past a certain point? He has set hours that he learns every day, and now he stopped. Today he changed his mind, he would like to learn. According to the Mechaber, he would have to say another Birkas HaTorah, because when he stopped, he'd no longer had das to continue learning later. The Taz disagrees, and he says that what the Mechaber means is that whenever we say Birkas HaTorah, it's as if we have das that we're going to continue learning Vagisa Voyoma Valayla. It's as if that we're going to continue learning at any point. Now, the Mishnah Brura says, Safik Brachas Lahakel. Mishnah Brura says that when in doubt, Safik Brachas, you don't make another Birkas HaTorah, which is a bit puzzling. Because the Mishnah Brura had already told us, he brought from the Shagas Aryeh, that Safik Birkas HaTorah is a Sveika Daraisa, and you go Lachumra. Yet over here he's passing that Safik Brachas Lahakel. It seems that the Mishnah Brura is really siding with the Taz, and when he calls it a Safik Brachas, what he means to say is, the Pashtus of the Halacha is actually like the Taz, that you don't have to say Birkas HaTorah again. Now the Mechaber mentioned that if someone sleeps, he does not have to say Birkas HaTorah when he gets up, because his das is to learn afterwards. So this is referring to a Shenas Arai, meaning someone is just taking a nap, whether this was by day or by night. With regard to a Shenas Keva, we're going to see that in Sifyut Aleph. In the case of Merchatz, why is it that in a Merchatz we don't consider that a Hefzik? I mean, you're not supposed to be learning in a bathhouse. So why do we not consider that a hefsik in the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? So the Mishnah Brura says that that first of all, there's no hesadas because you know that you're going to be learning right afterwards. But even more so, even in the bathhouse, there are halachas. There are halachas in Shulchan Aruch to cover every situation, including how one behaves when bathing. And as a result of it, we would say that there's never a real hesadas from Torah. Sif Yud Aleph, Shenas Keva Bayom Al Mitoso Heve Hefzik. If someone goes to sleep in the middle of the day, this is not just a nap, but he actually has a proper sleep in the middle of the day, in bed, is considered a Hefzik. The first day it says that this is a Hefzik, and therefore when he awakens, he'll have to say Birkas HaTorah again. V'yesh Omrim Delo Heve Hefzik. There are those who say that it is not considered a Hefzik. V'chein Nohagu, says the Mechaber, that is the Minhag. The minhag is that if one goes to sleep during the day, when he wakes up, he does not say a new Birkas HaTorah. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down many, the Lechem Chamudas, the Pri Chodesh, and the Gra, who all say that you should make a bracha. And the Mishnah Brura says, Hamavarach lo hifsid. If you want to make a bracha, you're not losing out. So even though the Mechaber paskins you shouldn't, the Mishnah Brura says that you can if you want to, and lo hifsid. Yud Beis, Af im lomad balayla, Halayla cholech achar hayom. Someone learned by day and then continues into the night. The night would not require a new bracha, even though the night is a new day. We know that on the Jewish calendar, the day begins at night. It is the day that goes after the night and not the night after the day. With regard to Birkas HaTorah, the halacha is halayla cholech achar hayom sha'avar, that the night goes after the day that preceded it. When you say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, that is including the night that will follow. And until you actually had a Shenas Keva Balayla, the halacha is that you would not have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Now this is even referring to someone who said Birkas HaTorah in the morning and never got to learn by day, and now he's only learning at night. His Birkas HaTorah of the morning covers his Limud Balayla, because one is supposed to be learning all day and all night, and everything else that you do is only because you have to. Now, what happens if someone goes to sleep in bed? He has a Shenas Keva in the beginning of the night and then gets up afterwards. There he would have to say a new Birkas HaTorah. means if we're not talking about just a little nap, we're talking about a shenas keva balayla, that is mechayev a new birkas haTorah. What happens if someone is up all night? So there the Mishnah Berurah brings two dais, it is a machlokas. Do we say that since you were up the whole time, the bracha didn't end, there's no hesach hadas? Or do we say that chazal were mechayev a new birkas haTorah every day? Which would mean that at alos hashachar, you would have to say Birkas HaTorah again. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Safik Brachas Lahakel. If you can hear it from someone else, you should. Or you can cover it with Ava Rabba. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings Reb Kiva Eger, who says that if you slept by day and were up all night, then according to everybody, you will have to say Birkas HaTorah. Because if Birkas HaTorah is totally in your das, if Birkas HaTorah works so long as you were not Masiach Das, when you had a Shenas Keva Bayom, that was a Hesach HaDas. If instead we say that it goes by a bracha just at the beginning of the day, then even though you're up all night, Alos HaShachar is Machayev a new bracha. So if you're up all day, you slept by day and you were up all night, there Mamanavshach, one would say Birkas HaTorah, and especially in light of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah is holding that if you make a bracha after sleeping a shenas keva by yom, lo hifsid, certainly if you're also up all night, at alos hashachar, you can say Birkas HaTorah yourself.